Welcome to Water Talk with Paul the Waterman, brought to you by Water Pros. Paul the Waterman is Colorado's expert on all things related to the water we use and drink in our homes. Have you ever thought about where your water actually comes from? Is it safe to drink? Is it harmful to my health, my skin, my hair? Paul the Waterman knows water, and he has the answers. Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Water Talk. Now here's your host, Scott Watley, and owner of Water Pros, Paul the Waterman.
Old Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man. Better, stronger, faster.
And we'd like to welcome you to Water Talk. I think that is the show. Water Talk, brought to you by Water Pros.
This is the $6 million man Water Talk show.
Full disclosure.
$6 million man Water Talk show.
Paul is in charge of our opening.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him.
Did you watch that show recently or something?
There's nothing. Hey, I binge watched the whole first season.
Wow.
Dude, they don't make television like that anymore, do they?
Thank the Lord.
No, they don't. It was a great show. Listen, I can't help it. You're the Dobie Gillis kind
Dude,
of fella.
But when you look Seriously. Back and you watch some of the animation of shows and different things, you got to admit, it's like...
No, it TV should be like that now. Who watches TV? Nobody.
Well...
Nobody.
They're not watching the 6 million.
All right, you're going to tell me right now when you're a young kid and you're watching the $6 million man, and then the bionic woman comes in. Didn't you think Jamie Summers was hot? And he married Farrah Fawcett.
Well, I get that.
She became a Charlie Angel.
You were talking about Lee Majors.
Well, I'm just saying the $6 million man. Who didn't want to be him? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm the $6 million man of water treatment.
All right.
That's what I am.
Bigger, stronger, faster.
That's right.
And cleaner water.
See? You got it.
All in one deal.
That's right. So what are we doing now?
Paul the Waterman is with us. Our show is brought to you by Water Pros. 303-862-5554 for your free in-home water test. We'll start there in case you just got in the car and you're going to get out in 5 minutes and you didn't know. Water Pros offered that. They do. But you got to call. 303-862-5554. Well, you made it another week.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, we have a story to share.
All right.
Some folks in Highlands Ranch had some bad water. And they've been having a water issue since 2022. And what's going on is the city is not taking it seriously. Remember when you had that incident and you had that floaty dirt and I said it was turbidity?
Yeah. In Highlands Ranch, they had turned off the water in our neighborhood and then turned it back on. And man,
that's right.
It was disgusting, and I didn't know what had happened, so I called you.
Well, and so what's going on is they've had that issue, you know, for 4 years. And, you know, they've had previous water filtration systems, and it ruined them all. We put in a filtration system. We put in a pre-filter. In October, I told them this is floaty dirt. This is turbidity. You got to get the municipality out here. They have to, you know, I suggested flushing the water line, open up the hydrant. So in October, she had somebody come from the water department, and I don't think he took her seriously. He looked at her, you know, in her words, all weird-like when she said it's turbidity in the water. He goes out and he opens the hydrant for 10 minutes and shuts it off. Well, that's not flushing it. I mean, giving an analogy, if you have a swimming pool with a sand filter and you're wanting to backwash the sand filter, you're going to do it more than 10 minutes. I mean, right? I mean, it just makes no sense what he did. So anyway, you know, we're going to go out there today that we have to put in a well water system on a city water application because of the quality water that's being provided to them.
Wow. And they're on well water?
They're on city water.
Or city water.
Highlands Ranch water.
Oh, okay, Highlands Ranch.
Yeah, so here's what I think. Douglas County water is not getting any better. And because of the drought, it's not, you know, getting any better. And if we don't get some moisture, I mean, we need, Scott, we need a monster snowstorm this season, you know, to help recover. All the reservoirs are going dry. Mm-hmm. The Chatfield Reservoir, this was a horrible season for Chatfield. They had like three drownings.
I know.
And then they stopped. They're going to stop the boating because of, you know, low water. Mm-hmm. And I think what it stops this week. But the water reservoirs are, and we just did a show, what, 2 weeks ago about the algae in Greeley. And because of that, the algae booms and you know, water quality and not paying attention and monitoring properly. And so they get stinky, you know, water.
Right.
And then these folks, it's disappointing when you try to call your municipality and say, hey, help me. We have a water issue, and they don't take you seriously. And what I'm going to do for folks is I want to share their address. Is they live up a Rose Finch Circle in Highlands Ranch.
Okay.
And so, you know, if you're out in Highlands Ranch and if you pull the lid off the back of the toilet bowl and you see this gray, you know, dirt in the bottom, that's turbidity. And turbidity is floaty dirt. The EPA basically states that turbidity is not safe because turbidity can bring in carcinogens. Your chlorination can be absorbed, you know, because of their turbidity. I finally told them, you know, call Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. And tell them, you know, and you can see the turbidity, you know, save it for them, show them what you're talking about and say, go to our water department and explain, you know, have them explain to you why is this acceptable and why is this safe.
Right.
So here's what happened to them. You've got a filtration system in there and the turbidity ended up plugging up the filtration system. So they're, you know, had low water pressure. And then they weren't really paying attention, you know, about the low water pressure and they didn't call us in time. And then so that pressure in the filtration system caused the distributor tube to break and then water softening resin got all into their home.
Right. Now, does water softener RO system, does that help any?
So your
with
RO
turbidity?
The RO system is point of use and it's for drinking water, so it can, but the turbidity can also plug the RO unit.
Yeah.
You saw what turbidity did in mm-hmm. your home in a short period of time. Can you imagine constantly living with issues like this? You know, and I first met them in 2022.
Wow. Man. And that's the only place, that's the best way to figure it out, really, because most people, when they're running water in just their sink, they're not looking at it like that. So you're saying the toilet back, that basin there is the best way to see it?
Yeah, I think if you pull the lid off the back of the holding tank on your toilet, that's going to tell you exactly what's going on in your water. Everything in your water will precipitate and settle, and that the holding tank, that also indicates what's in the hot water heater. That's what's in your pipes. Everything, you know, that's an indicator. That tells you what's going on.
Hmm. Now, you mentioned the drought.
Mm-hmm.
It is historically bad.
You know, if we don't start getting rain soon, so one of the things I've noticed is every well water customer that we've had that we've talked to have called us up with issues and their water quality has changed. And so, you know, it's something else I want to mention too. There's some folks that we ran into that have a cistern, and so they go get water to fill it up in a cistern, and they were getting water from a source that was labeled non-potable. So what that means is that's not safe to drink. Mm-hmm. You know, non-potable means it could be full of a whole bunch of other contaminants, bacteria. I mean, it's just don't drink it. And so, you know, and if you do something like that, then you need, you know, not only do you need whole house filtration, but you need an ultraviolet light to zap any viruses and bacteria that can get absorbed. See, chlorine is an oxidizer. And what's happening is that when you chlorinate, organics in the water can absorb it, and then the chlorine levels will be diluted And so then that can open the door for possible bacteria, you know, and virus contamination.
Mm-hmm. Paul the Waterman is with us. Again, it's Water Pros. Their number is 303-862-5554. So have you seen this turbidity, like when you go out and do a water test? Is that something that you've seen right off the bat?
And well water turbidity, what indicates you have turbidity is the first thing is that the water, when you pour it into a glass, is cloudy and has a bunch of air bubbles. And then as you let that glass sit in the counter, eventually the turbidity will settle out. It's invisible. When you hold the glass up to the window or to a light, you can't see through that glass. So when you see that, then the first thing you do is go to the bathroom, take the, you know, lid off the holding tank, and then you'll see all that settle. So it doesn't happen instantaneously.
And do you see this like in all your areas at some point that you service in the state?
Not all the areas, but it's becoming more common because I think the water levels are dropping. Mm-hmm. Remember, we read an article that was written in the Colorado Sun dated in 2022, and he used that analogy about all these straws in the same bathtub, and you're pouring all this water. I mean, there's only so much. And so with all the growth and all the demand, you know, aquifers are going down.
Right.
And so turbidity, floaty dirt is, you know, I think is a byproduct of what's happening with our water sources. I mean, everybody's on some sort of water restriction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Again, the number is 303-862-5554. And, Paul, will come out. They will do a free in-home water test for you. And well water, don't be fooled. I was just with a guy on Saturday night at an event, and we were talking about the drought. And then I got talking to him. I said, what do you think about your water quality? He goes, I don't have to worry about it. I have a well. And I can't tell you how many people say that, Paul. I don't have to worry about my water quality because I have a well.
Well, people that have well water, you know, they be very candid. They're under false sense of security, and they've always have been, and I'm not 100% sure why that is. Mm-hmm. Because they think that, you know, let's think about this. Is their well water monitored on a monthly basis? No. What's that mean by monitoring? Is it tested? No. Have they submitted it for an extensive lab test every you know, 2 to 3 years? So, you know, we know that there's forever chemicals. Everything that a municipal water supply has, a well water has. Here's the thing that's deceptive, and I don't appreciate the deceptive practice. And you pointed out when, you know, if you do any, the water report that we got from Highlands Ranch was much to do about nothing, right? Because it talked about things that didn't exist, lead and copper. I have a customer, the same customer that we just talked about in Highlands Ranch. They went online to read the water report, and, you know, it was filled with fluff, non-existing issues. Talk about lead, talk about copper in the water. That's not what's going on. The EPA has an unregulated list of contaminants that we know that's in the water they don't talk to us about. This is my whole point about not being truthful. And, you know, your water company is one of the very few companies that can lie to you and get away with it legally.
Well, we just Googled something just a minute ago, and I just said Water Quality Denver 2026.
Yeah.
And there was a statement right on there. We are happy to report that Denver water meets all quality and standards. And we know that's not true.
We know it's not true, and that's the thing that gets me, and that's the thing that I think is corrupt.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it, why is it corrupt? Okay, if you have a false sense of security about, you know, what's in my water, just like folks that are on well water, they have a false sense of security. Truth in lending, you know, you can't lie to get a credit card. You shouldn't be able to lie when you're selling a home. What I mean is people have well water. You know how many times someone has had a bacteria test and then they say, oh, I'll just shock your well? Well, shock your well is a short term. It's not a fix-all. So if you shock your well with enough chlorine, you can pull a sample, and that chlorine is going to kill the bacteria. So, oh, it's passed. Everything's it's okay. Well, it's not, because that chlorine eventually will dissipate, and that bacteria will come back.
Wow.
Your water quality today, you know, is to me, it's scary because of all the illusions regarding the safety of it. You know, since you and I, you know, let's think about this real quick. We've been together 4 years. When we first got together, we never heard about forever chemicals. And then we find out, right? We did a story a couple of weeks ago about Adams counting the PFAS plant. That PFAS plant apparently started being built in 2021. And so that's something that it wasn't, there was not anything published publicly regarding PFAS in 2021. So that means they knew about it, but they didn't say anything. Right. And so now they're using a filtration media that they, on the TV news clip is something like a water softener. Well, we know it's anion resin. I know for a fact that anion resin is super sensitive and it can't handle hard water. And if that's all they're doing is anion resin, then how long is that media going to last? Not very long. And then what are they going to do with all that wastewater? So all that wastewater, they're going to inject back to, are they injecting it underground into somebody else's aquifer? Or what are they going to do with the PFAS that they take out of the water? Mm-hmm. They haven't talked about that. So you got wastewater discharge. So the wastewater discharge is going to have all the PFAS contamination. So what are they going to do? Dump it back in the Platte River for somebody else downstream to pour it out? Is that going to increase somebody else's PFAS levels? So if Adams County takes it from the, this is a hypothetical, takes it from the Platte, you know, takes their water and they dump their wastewater into the Platte River where downstream Aurora takes it. I mean, is how do we know? What are they right. doing with it? Right. They don't discuss those things.
Yeah. 303-862-5554. We're going to hit our first break. More with Paul the Waterman right after this.
How much do you need to lower your monthly mortgage payment? $200, $300, $400 or more? As rates decline, take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Over 24 years of saving Coloradans money. Low rates, lower payments, less costs. What makes us different is we listen. As an independent mortgage broker, we shop the top lenders to save you the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Want to purchase your next home? You can't qualify unless you sell your current home? Let us show you how to get the down payment out of your current home, qualify for the new one, and then sell yours for the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. So you want to buy a home. Let us show you loans that can save you money, low down payment, first-time home buyer specials, fixed rates in the fours with buy-downs. Call for details, 720-895-0500, or apply now at AIMortgage.net. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you.
Regulated by DORA, NMLS, 217-147, Equal Credit Lender.
Looking for great deals on hunting, fishing, camping, or shooting gear? Then make your next stop the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and listen, whether you're buying or selling, you'll find quality new and pre-owned outdoor gear for hunting, fishing, and camping at prices that you won't believe. From firearms and optics to fishing tackle, camping gear, and more, there's always something new to discover. Stop by the Outdoorsman's Attic and see why Colorado sportsmen keep coming back. Tell Billy Scott sent you, and you'll get the Sportsman of Colorado Radio discount on all hunting and fishing gear, excluding firearms. Colorado's largest consignment store for the outdoors. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic, where the outdoors begins and the adventure continues.
Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law has a unique background that makes him a more effective advocate for you. He handles both criminal and civil cases. Most attorneys only do one or the other, but Kevin has almost 25 years of experience on both sides, which means he has more practice in the courtroom. Most personal injury attorneys will say they have experience in court, but since only about 10% of personal injury cases actually go to trial, those attorneys only appear in court once or twice a year. Because Kevin also takes criminal cases, he appears in court constantly. Kevin has a rare ability to present an argument that only comes from years of experience learning how to read a courtroom. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh continues to practice both civil and criminal defense because he believes the courtroom keeps him nimble. Trial tested, trial ready. Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886.
Hi, this is Scott Watley, and I want to take a moment to share something personal with you. I recently had cataract surgery performed by Dr. Robert Fish, and I couldn't be more pleased with the results. From the very first appointment, Dr. Fish made me feel completely at ease. He took the time to explain everything, answered all my questions, and guided me through the entire process. On surgery day, his professionalism and care were second to none.
And let me tell you, the difference is incredible. Colors are brighter, my vision is sharper, and it's like looking at the world with brand new eyes. If you've been putting off cataract surgery, don't wait any longer. I can personally recommend Dr. Robert Fish. He truly gave me back my vision and my confidence. So take it from me, Scott Watley. Call Dr. Robert Fish today and see life more clearly. Call 303-730-0404. Colorado Eye Consultants, where clear vision begins.
AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to Water Talk. My name is Scott Watley. Paul the Waterman is with us. And folks, I'm telling you, with this drought, we challenge you to look, Google, AI, whatever you want to do. Look at all the things you hear on this show, all right? Especially from the health hazard standpoint of our water. It is real. And you can take control of your water. That's the good part. And Paul, come out, do the free in-home water test. And Paul, let's kind of break that down.
So, you know, the free water test is basically designed to show them how hard the water is, what the total chlorine content is if you're in municipal water supply. With well water, we want to cover, you know, the total dissolved solids, what that reading is, because, you know, that's an important reading, hardness and iron content. The total dissolved solids, if it's over 500, that means the water's not safe to drink. And we did, a couple of weeks ago, we did an analogy of a well water reading where we saw 66 grains per gallon of hardness, right? Well, that turned into an unsafe total dissolved solid number for drinking water. So it's very, very involved. One of the things I have to say is water quality is not plug and play. So you really need to know what the physical aspects are. And one of the things you can see is, what you know, like we said, what's in the back of the toilet tank will tell you what's going on with the water quality. So when we do the water test will pretty much match what we see. It's no different than going to a doctor's office. The doctor's office, you know, they'll draw blood, do a series of tests. They'll look at you, and so the test pretty much will match the symptoms that they see physically. Same thing when you do a water analysis. So you want to test to see what's there so you can design the right equipment. These folks in Highland Ranch need a dual tank well water softener because the quality of water that the municipality is providing to them is crappy. No other word to say it. And, you know, they've gone through several hot water heaters, several dishwashers, several wash machines. And so finally, you know, in everyday life happens. And so when everyday life happens, it's hard to really pay attention to things. You just kind of go along with it. And, you know, this is a scenario where they saw the symptoms, you know, with, you know, low water pressure and issues, but they didn't really stop to think anything else about it. And then, bam, they didn't realize that what was happening is pressure was building up inside their current water filtration system, and that pressure broke the distributor tube on the inside and created another issue for them.
Right. Can hard water hurt these tankless water systems?
Tankless hot water heaters, absolutely. Yeah. Tankless hot water heaters are not designed for hard water at all.
Okay, so tankless, if people have a tankless hot water heater, they should definitely look into that.
Well, they should, but they also, Scott, see, this is a good point. What you really need to do is read the manufacturer. You need to go to the warranty page. If you're going and thinking about buying appliances, number one, tankless hot water heaters, Scott, have very different. You can't just install them in place of your tank hot water heater. A tankless requires specific venting. There's specific requirements in the venting. You know, there's specific gas requirements. And so you have to, you know, make sure you have enough, you know, gas coming into your house to handle a tankless. You have to know how many gas appliances you already have. But you have to vent that, you know, directly outside. And there's a venting limitation with tankless hot water heaters that people don't know about. So outside of that, then you have to open up the manual and go to the warranty page, because the warranty page tells you exactly what are the water operating requirements that will keep that in warranty. A tankless hot water heater, nobody knows this, but, you know, a Rinnai, for example.
Right.
The biggest problem is Rinnai's, you used to have to be a certified level 3 installer, which Water Pros is, to install Rinnai's. Then Rinnai decided we're going to let anybody, you know, sell these. And so anybody sells them, meaning anybody could install them. So there are, you know, tons of them out there aren't installed properly. And one of the biggest things they're not installed properly is because of the venting. And then Rinnai's are sensitive. If they don't get enough, you know, the venting's not correct, then you're not going to, you know, have the flame function properly, and you're going to get a code. But then you have, you know, hardness issues can affect the operation. Did you know now that tank hot water heaters are required in their warranty to be flushed once a year?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Colorado adopted this law that now you have to have super efficient tank hot water heaters. And that law that was adapted by Colorado wasn't anything that was on the field study. It was studies done in some laboratory. So now that's even going to make them more restrictive when it comes to hard water issues.
Right. It's a free, like I say, in-home test for you. Paul will come out, no obligation, and I always just want to make this clear. Paul will educate you on your water, what's going on. There's no pressure, and Paul, that's what we've heard from many of your customers is, you know, they hear you here on the show with all the information. Then you come there, they get the information again. And I think that's a huge thing that's lost today from the sales field of people that go out from anything in your home. They don't know product, man. They don't know why you need something and what you specifically need. They just know they need to sell the product they have. And you've said this many times through the years. You've walked into a lot of homes and people bought something, had no shot of curing their water problem.
No, not at all. And I can't help but think about the folks that if you don't understand what the water issue is and then you just throw something in there, and then if it's not set up right, programmed properly, you're going to have issues and it won't function. And so that's why I say water treatment isn't plug and play. Plumbers really, for whatever reason, you know, majority of the old school plumbers haven't taken water filtration seriously. The new modern day plumbers, the big boys, you know, they see it as an opportunity. That's why, you know, they want, you realize that the bigger boys out there want $15,000 for a water filtration system. Man. A plumbing company wanted to charge $12,000 for a hot water heater replacement. $12,000. I mean, that's, I don't know what to say to that one.
Right.
And so it's, we're in an area today where it just seems like you have to pay attention to everything because it's hard to trust anything.
Mm-hmm. Are you seeing a lot of overseas type products in people's homes, you know, from equipment standpoint? Or
well,
what are you seeing?
I know for a fact that Culligan Water Filtration, all their products are made in China. And I know that the Canature valve, which is a Chinese control valve, has problems functioning at our elevation. You know, so I think I can say that. You know, their products made in China.
I think you can say that too, because you just. Yeah.
So, a majority of filtration systems out there, you know, they switch their manufacturing to overseas, and I don't trust that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and why do they do that? And that's why, you know, these tariffs that went up, you know. A lot of water filtration, you know, companies are hit with tariffs. And then the other issue you have is when you've got, you know, companies that, you know, buy products from Canada. And so, you know, replacement parts are slow to, you know, because Canada's fighting with us with trade and tariffs. So, you know, when we deal here in North America, the United States is what I should say, you know, we're immune, you know, to those certain concerns. But anything that reason why I don't trust things, you know, coming from China, I'll be 100% candid because of the manufacturing practices.
Right.
There's just no way they go through the drinking water's life. Do you think they're going to go through the quality control? Not at all. I mean, when you think about this, if you're having a filtration system that's the drinking water that's health, and why would you want to risk that on something coming from a country, right, who, you know, doesn't like us in the first place?
Right. Installation. Let's talk about that a minute. Are there some places that you go in, I mean, people want a system, but it's impossible to install anything?
Yeah,
do you run into some of that?
Yeah, unfortunately, that happens a lot. Homes that builders, for whatever reason, don't take in consideration, you know, water filtration when they're building a new home. This is a good point. If you guys, if anybody out there that, you know, listens to our show and you're getting a new home built or you think about purchasing a new home and you want to consider water filtration, you better make sure that you tell the builder that they give you an opportunity to have a water filtration system in your home. Because think about, we have tons of scenarios where they have the water main that's in a bedroom closet, but the utility room is in the other end of the basement. So the water flow, it makes it impossible. Because if I've got the water main on one end, but the utility room on the other end, then there's no way that when we plumb it in the utility room, can we say that the cold water is going to be filtered. And so then you're wasting your money, because cold water is what you really need to have filtered, because majority of the water we use, right?
Now, let's talk about your announcement a couple of months ago. You got a new system that for renters, different, you know, folks like that that maybe don't own the place, but they would like to have
some water. Oh, the tankless reverse osmosis.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, that guy, that, you know, I love that guy. I went to Alabama and installed one for my father. And it was easy to install, Scott. I mean, it took two parts, went to Home Depot, picked up the parts, installed it, and it was simple. No problems. And so the tankless RO allows you to either use a conventional reverse osmosis faucet or your main kitchen sink faucet, and it gives you up to 600 gallons a day of drinking water.
Which is plenty.
Which is, absolutely.
Yeah. And, hey, Paul can come out and show you that, but and maybe that's what you need. But it's key. You got to look at both areas of the water softener and the RO system, correct?
So everything has to go hand in hand, to be honest with you. You really need water filtration to help the reverse osmosis function as designed. Majority of Colorado and our, you know, listening audience have hard water. Reverse osmosis water is submicron, nanofiltration, microscopic filtration, so hard water will affect its operation. So the water softener helps. It all goes hand in hand. So, you know, one of the things to really think about is, you know, what in the last, in the last 4 years, what have we talked about? We've talked about, well, recently, the disinfection byproducts in water. Okay. So what have we found there? What is the disinfection byproducts? That's poison, right? It's poison. It's cancer-causing agents. They're, you know, trihalomethanes, halocytic acids. You know, those two alone are cancer-causing agents, but they're in your water because just simply because they chlorinate it. So this is something, when a municipality wants to brag about how good the water is, I know there's trihalomethanes in there. Are they talking about that? That's what I mean about being deceptive right off the bat. So the chlorination is that sanitizing part is poison. Okay, the World Health Organization started screaming about trihalomethanes back in the early 90s, and now that became a regulated contaminant, which is supposed to be monitored and reported. Halocytic acids is the other. But disinfectant byproducts are on the EPA's candidate contaminant list, version 6, that came out in April that we talked about. So they're it's not good for us. All right. What else is in our water that we know that's not good for us? Well, we found out in 2024, you and I started brand new learning about PFAS, but we found out that after doing research and YouTube, we played videos where PFAS were, and this wasn't covered by the mainstream media, but PFAS were all over the place.
Right.
In the back east, PFAS in the water. And so, you know, and so we found out, holy cow, it's something that it's been going on since the 1990s. Since the 1990s, there were millions of dollars of lawsuits being settled because of PFAS contamination, hundreds of millions of dollars, and PFAS contamination ruined farms. There's a dairy farm in Maine that all the dairy cows had to be shut down because of high PFAS contamination. PFAS is a forever chemical. So, you know, But that's, then we realized that that's been happening really since the 1940s.
Right.
Okay. Then we found out recently microplastics. But when you and I first heard about microplastics, it was something that we thought was just because of the bottle water.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the manufacturing practices of bottle water. Now we find out microplastics are all over the world.
And all over us.
We did the first news story about microplastics have penetrated the sex organs, you know, the placenta, the male, you know, sex organs. And now we find out that, you know, they're in the brain. And now, every major heart attack patient, and they've done autopsies for those who've died of heart attacks, have what? Microplastics in their arteries.
Mm-hmm.
Pharmaceuticals.
Right.
Okay, let's talk, you know, we know that that's in our drinking water. My point is, have anything that we read when Denver says, all your water is safe to drink, you know, are they reporting on microplastics? No, because that's, on the contaminant candidate list. So that's, basically they are lying to us. No ifs, ands, or buts. We're being lied to. And we get lied to too much. And this is starting to really, get to me, especially in today, with all the fraud going on. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. came out, and we played a little clip on that. They, a measly, $140 million to research what microplastics are going to do?
Yeah.
What is that?
I know. So much money. You look at the place we were just talking about that was built over there in Commerce. Was it Commerce City?
Yeah.
I mean, millions and millions of dollars.
And the billions of dollars that Adams County already spent on this filtration media that was supposed to remove a hard water problem in Commerce City Reunion that clearly hasn't, that was wasted money.
Mm-hmm.
So I used the analogy a couple weeks ago about health care. Right. When you buy health insurance, it's still your responsibility to get the medical care you deserve. You have to be your own advocate. And it's the same when you're paying for water. You have to be your own advocate. You can't rely on anybody to do anything for you. Not today.
Right.
And so do your own research. Everything that you and I are talking about right now, if they get online, Google it, watch a YouTube video, it's all there for everyone to see. If you don't have a water filtration system in your home, then, you're at risk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no else. Let me ask you a question seriously, and I don't mean to be over the top on this, but from everything that you and I have seen, back to disinfectant byproducts, I mean, it's poison, isn't it?
Sure. Yep.
It is. I mean, everything that you and I have seen, the fella, let's go back a couple more years. It's kind of, we're having like a, what was that show, Scott, that used to be, You Bet Your Life, but it used to go and.
Yeah, About Your Life.
About Your Life. So we're kind of having one of those moments here. Okay, so let's go back in time. Do you remember when we interviewed that fella that engineers and designs,
mm-hmm.
Water reservoirs? He's the first one to tell us that, they did a water analysis and they found every single pharmaceutical. But you and I, when we first heard it, we thought, I did at least. Wow, that's brand new. Wow, right. Can you believe that? But guess what? That's been going on forever.
Mm-hmm.
Pharmaceuticals. And now they make certain pharmaceuticals like Prozac from a forever chemical. That means they don't break down. It sticks in your body. It stays.
Right.
So pharmaceuticals are another one. We have antibiotics, puberty blockers, hormones, estrogen. It's all there. And why do you think we have these super bacteria resistant antibiotics? And did you read another one? There's a fungus going around in these hospitals and care facilities,
right,
that there's no treatment for. And these funguses are living on doorknobs, any kind of table. It freaks me out. So if you have a catheter, if you wear oxygen, that's how those things, get into your body. And then we have this bacteria, this flesh-eating bacteria that's in warm water and killed five people in Louisiana. Was it Louisiana?
Right.
So what do you think happens there with the flesh-eating bacteria? Could it be it's antibiotic resistant? Could it be that all the antibiotics in the water supply the bacteria is being introduced to, so then, they become resistant to it? Common sense isn't so common anymore. So isn't it not safe to say that it's truthful, that there's antibiotics in the water?
All right. One area, real quick before a break, one area I see, or you just don't want to even think about, is you're sitting in a dentist chair, You're getting your teeth cleaned, your gums are bleeding, and then they're rinsing out your mouth. You know,
there you go.
And is that going right into your bloodstream, maybe, that bacteria?
I think so. Because let me ask you a question. What happens with all the blood when we go to the morgue or we're going to surgery? What happens to blood? Mm-hmm. It's down the drain, flushed down the toilet, medical waste. And so you anytime you, when you know, you have an open sore and it's okay. The analogy is if you have a sinus issue and you need to do a nasal flush, they tell you to use, you know, pure water.
Mm-hmm. Here's how you can get it. 303-862-5554. Call Water Pros now. Tell them you'd like your free in-home water test. Paul, get you scheduled. Come out. Hey, and we can get you some clean, healthy water. You're listening to Water Talk. We got to hit our last break. More with Paul the Waterman right after this.
Turn a normal day into an adventure on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Caranci, founder of E-Bike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Just try it. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at E-Bike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Need new glasses fast? With Stack Optical's on-site lab, you'll get your prescription glasses in just 3 to 4 days. No long wait times. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I've trusted my eye care to Allen Stack and Stack Optical for the last 15 years. Eye exams are only $69, and that should be a part of your physical checkups each year. For over 50 years, Denver has trusted this family-owned boutique eye care center for premium vision care, custom eyewear, and expert repairs. See the Stack Optical difference today. Call 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. And tell them Scott sent you. Stack Optical. Since 1968, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886.
With the weather heating up and summer plans in place, make sure your pets are ready for the season too with the caring team at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and whether it's for a checkup, vaccinations, parasite prevention, allergy care, dental services, or surgical needs, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is ready to help your pet stay healthy and active all summer long. Planning a vacation? Their professional boarding services make it easy, and you'll know your pets are being cared for by people you can trust. And if your dog or cat needs a little freshening up, their professional groomers will help your pet look and feel its very best. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, no matter what your pet needs, they've got you covered. Privately owned for 25 years, they are certified by the American Animal Hospital Association with its highest rankings and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050 to schedule your pet's next visit. Check out their website at LoneTreeVet.com. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. It's the place where my pets go.
This is AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to Water Talk again. My name is Scott Watley. Paul the Waterman is with us. You say, man, you guys talked about a lot of negative stuff, so let's talk about some positive stuff. How Water Pros can help you and what you need. Step one, call 303-862-5554 and get the free in-home water test. That's step number one. Paul, take it from there. What your next steps are with that customer.
So what I would do, if you don't mind, I would go to waterpros.net. If you go to waterpros.net, we're going to be the only company out there that has all our products and pricing on the webpage.
That's transparency.
100% transparency. So go to www.waterpros.net, and we'll do it right now, right online, live on the radio, and you'll see all our specials, everything that's there, pricing, products, blogs. I mean, we got more information than anybody else out there. Right now, we still have a 3/4 cubic foot water softener with a tankless reverse osmosis for $3,606 installed.
$3,606
installed.
$6.
$6, yeah. We, you know, we have information on the brochures. You got the Matrix water conditioner. That's I think, the Taj Mahal of water filtration. If you click on shop, it takes you down to all the products. If you click on, let's pick on the Century 2 950 water softener, and takes you right there. A 32,000 grain water softener, $28.95 installed. But if they call and say, hey, I heard you on Haystack Help Radio, and Paul and Scott have the best show ever. You have to say that. We have the best show ever. They can have it for $2,500.
Now that's bribing, you know.
Well, you okay. know, yeah.
All right, so how much?
$2,500. But they
installed.
Have to say that Paul and Scott have the best show ever.
Okay. All right?
Because if they won't do it, they're going to miss out.
Now, go back. I just want to break down some terms, because sometimes we go through things and people go, what does that even mean? 3/4 cubic feet.
So
what does that mean to me as a customer?
Well, it means that it can handle, you know, an average household.
Okay.
3/4 cubic foot is standard water filtration. 1 cube is 3/4 is 24,000 grains. 1 cube is 32,000 grains. 32,000 grains is basically where, you know, if you've got 3 bathrooms or more, you need, you know, a 32,000 grain system. Unless in that 3-bathroom home, there's only 2 people. But normally, when you have a home with 3 bathrooms, you're going to have 2 showers going at the same time, most mm-hmm. likely. So you want that extra unit right. that can handle the volume capacity and the flow of water. That's a real difference. See, the water test, when you're in municipal water, if your water hardness is over 15 grains, you're going to want a bigger system. And in some cases now, Scott, because of the water quality, especially in Highlands Ranch, what we talked about the first part of the show, maybe I need to think about putting well water systems in city water, because the water quality is just not that good. If we don't get enough moisture mm-hmm. this winter, we're in deep trouble.
Right.
I hate to say what's going to happen in next year.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, and okay, do you remember the show we did, Scott, on the aquifers, and what we found that the aquifers are ancient waters, and that mm-hmm. the aquifers, people, you can Google this, the aquifers in the Denver metro area are not replenishable by rainwater. So what that means is that they're basically encased in rock. Unless a municipality, you know, infuses, it's called deep water injection, where they take their wastewater and dump it back into an aquifer. Mark told us about that.
Right, right.
Secondly, I want to, you know, before I forget, the PFAS contamination goes more than just what's in a water supply. The PFAS contamination is in the human waste, because it's all over our bodies, and it's in the human waste. So then wastewater treatment plants donate the human waste to farms, so it's all over the farm. It's in the farmlands.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everything that we have has some sort of contamination. And think about this. What's contaminating the earth contaminates us.
Right. So, to be 1,000% protected and to bring you the best quality of water, after the water test, if you have hard water, you need the softener, RO system, and your light as well.
Ultraviolet light. Yeah.
Okay.
You need an ultraviolet light.
Yeah, I do.
You really do. You and Victoria should get one. I'm not even kidding you.
Right. I'm not even kidding me.
I'm telling you. Okay. If you missed it, guys, you should, you know, listen Tuesday morning, because you'll get to hear it. The great entry music that we had on today's show.
Yes. $6 million man.
$6 million man. You know, how much time we have left?
About 6 minutes.
Okay. So, you know, if we go to waterpros.net and you see all our products and you see the brochures, go to the blog. We've got a lot of great educational information. You know, we've got it on our website, the list of bacteria that is in the EPA's unregulated contamination list. So it's bacteria that's in the water supply, and it's unregulated. And so I did some thinking here, Scott, and I remember me saying I believe COVID was passed through the drinking water. And I just want to recap that real quick. So they locked us down. We had to do social distancing. We had to wear a mask. And in some cases, we had to be 5 feet away. Other cases, 10 feet away. And then when they finally let us go into grocery stores, we had to stand in line at 5 feet apart. Yeah. And COVID still spread. It's through drinking water. But they made you believe that COVID was this invisible monster, this virus that was in the air that penetrated through windows and doors and walls, and bam, it was in our drinking water. Viruses, they're stomach flu viruses that are in our drinking water. These are factual. And think about it. If I got microplastics in my brain because Fox News reported it, and then we got microplastics that are in the heart that can help with, you know, heart attacks, and we have pharmaceuticals in the water. Remember the story we did about sharks? Mm-hmm. Pharmaceuticals and sharks? Did you see the article they did in Fox News about you shouldn't eat shark meat because of the pharmaceutical and PFAS contamination?
Really? And we did report on this several months back, but they were saying only eat certain amounts of fish because of
contamination. PFAS contamination.
Right.
There's videos on YouTube. You know, you can look your, you know, watch yourself. The video, there's a video on YouTube where there is this a lady from Minnesota Public Health that wanted to raise a red flag that she did analysis on fish that was out of the certain body of water, and the fish had more PFAS than blood.
Wow.
Okay, so look at the reverse osmosis that we have. Pick an RO system. And, you know, our prices are second to none, but everybody really needs to think about the quality of water. And, you know, if you don't, then it's, you know, drink that glass at your own risk. That's why, I mean, the disinfection byproducts alone are poison right off the bat. And that's not lying. I mean, that's not being over exaggerated. That is the truth. So how much water do you drink at your house that doesn't come from the RO system?
Zero.
See? Does the coffee taste better?
Absolutely.
Right.
Our dog, Gracie.
Gracie loves
Golden
it.
Retriever.
Hey,
loves it.
Did you have a George or just Gracie?
Just Gracie. Yeah. I knew where you were going with that.
Yeah, George.
I'm
under
the age. Hey, let me ask you a question. I got to think about something you were talking about with well water folks and, you know, the drought and all. Are you going out to some areas where there's well water and you're seeing some growth and building?
Yeah, there's so here's
and so my question, my thought process is this, and asking you the question is, this drought continues, and this year's, if we get a repeat of just what happened this year, and they're building all these homes and they're tapping into well water, there ain't no way.
No, it's not.
It's going to work.
It's not. You're right. People are going to have water shortage. You know what's going to happen? This is going to be bad. The cistern business is going to boom. People are going to have cisterns, they're going to have water storage, and the reason why it's going to be bad, because you don't realize water in a cistern, and if it has problem water and there's issues, it's going to turn into yucky, gunky, nasty water. And you don't want that. And I'm not a fan of cisterns unless you have a low-producing well. Well production and flow rate is a factor. Water testing, you know, PFAS, you know, testing should be a necessity. It's... People have to think about and use this common sense approach. All right, all your lakes and reservoirs are drying up. Lake Mead is drying up. I mean, it's insane. And this is happening. Lakes up in the foothills are drying up. I mean, the boating and water sports this year is clearly being affected. Mm-hmm. So if we don't get a monstrous snowstorm, you know, we're supposed to get this El Nino. All right, this weekend, you know, I looked at the weather report. We should be getting a boatload of rain if that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't...
Snow,
everything. And the last thing I'll say real quick, everybody's in a reusable water state. One way or the other, it's reusable water because the hydrological cycle takes water. It gives it right back to us. There's water that we put in one reservoir, somebody else takes it out. So it's all reusable water. And if you're on well water and you think you have a unique situation, you don't.
Right. All right. So let's run through a couple of prices here for folks and some of our specials again one more time.
$28.95 is for 1 cubic foot, a 32,000 grain water softener. But if you call and say, Paul and Scott have the best show ever, I'll do it for $2,500.
Okay.
But they got to say that.
What if they say forever and ever? Well, $2,000?
No! What are you doing?
Water Pros, nonprofit.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
303-862-5554. Seriously, folks, what are you seeing out there? Let me just say, ask you, what are you seeing out there in some prices? Comparable, you know, apples to apples. What are you seeing?
I think we're about $4,000 to $5,000 cheaper on our top of the line, and I think everybody else is just trying to take advantage. And you know, my thought process is that these bigger boys, you know, have tremendous overhead. I think the whole service industry is hurting. That's mm-hmm. why you don't like calling these bigger boys, because when they come out, they're going to try to sell you anything and everything under the sun because they got a lot of overhead to pay for.
Right.
And right now, unfortunately, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, call Water Pros. Our pricing is on the webpage. We're 100% transparent. Yep.
And the only thing that would change from that is if Paul comes out and your water is a certain hardness where you need a little bit bigger system or something.
Or right? There's multiple issues we need to do, you know, a little bit more filtration.
Right. But he'll come bring the education with him and help you get some good, healthy water in your home. Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Once again, 303-862-5554. It is Water Pros, waterpros.net.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.